Hey, Sugats, I realize this is a very difficult time for a lot of people. Protests are still going on. I support the people protesting. Please do so peacefully. There are some serious things facing our country, facing our world right now. Police brutality and racism and a lot going on in terms of protesting. You still have the coronavirus. So some really serious stuff going on. That perhaps we'll address with much smarter people than myself in a future episode. But the name of this podcast is Stupidity, and it will be, at least for today, hopefully a release from all the stresses, all the news, everything that's going on in our world. The point of this podcast is to kind of take you away, to provide you with relief, to make you laugh a little bit, and we're going to try to do that today as we celebrate a very big event for a very good friend of mine and a good friend of this podcast, Diana Rossini.
Welcome to a journey inside the soul of one of sports media's brightest minds, a profoundly nuanced odyssey called Stupidity. Hosted by the incomparable Stugatz, a man I consider a personal hero and icon of the industry. I want to make no bones about it. There is no Mike Greenberg today without the sensational Stugatz providing me the inspiration to chase my dream and challenge myself to be just half as brilliant as he is. Allow me, Mike Greenberg, a man who would probably today be doing traffic in Sioux Falls without Stugatz's influence, to welcome you to a truly transcendent sonic experience. This is Stupidity.
Welcome into another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate, and review. We're bigger than Joe Rogan. That's the new standard. I told you that last week, Stancic. Please subscribe, rate, and review. Unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. Fine, we're bigger than Oprah. What do you want? So you're mad at me. What?
No, I think it's just funny how Rogan's the new target just because you saw the price tag that he got. That's the only reason he's the new target, of course, right?
Meanwhile, Oprah has like 70,000 times more money. Our good friend, again, I said on the front end, I realize these are difficult and tricky times for a lot of people, stressful times, and perhaps we'll address some of the topics going on in a future episode of Stupidity. But for today, we celebrate the engagement of our friend of the podcast, Diana Rossini.
Stupidity!
We're very happy for you. I must say, you probably think that's insincere, but I hope you know, and I've earned that. Stanzik is not. He is guilty by association now. And that was Stanzik. That was your career choice, not mine. But I'm certainly glad that you made it. We are super happy for you. And you are a different person. You are glowing. That is amazing.
I am not. No, I'm sweating. I just did a workout. This is a happiness glow.
I misread the glow for sweat. I mean.
it's been a great experience, obviously. And something I have been waiting for a really damn long time.
You're talking about my sports media dream team, right?
So I never listened to that podcast that you did that. People were tweeting at me.
Right, right. It's been quite the month for you. I mean, you made my top five rising stars at ESPN. You made my sports media dream team, and you got engaged. That means it's been quite a month. I mean,
what do they call that when you win the Academy Award, the Oscar?
The EGOT.
What do you call it when you win all? Yeah, I feel like this is my EGOT moment. You know, when I heard your description of why I would make the starting five, usually I feel like I have to like go back at you and correct you because 9 times out of 10, you're pinning me the wrong way. But I was like, shit, he's right. Like, I am exactly how he describes, and that would be my role. That would totally be my role.
All right, so Diana Rossini got engaged. We failed to mention that Stupidity in our setup of this episode. Diana Rossini, whom we love, who I consider to be a sister, she likes me, I love her, we'll get her around. Stanzik, I got to tell you what. We have to come up with a gift for Diana's wedding where she will realize just how much I do love her and how sincere it is. And we have to present this gift to her, and we better do it sooner than later because I don't like the status I have around here. Diana, do we have a date set for the wedding, or what are we doing here? Did you guys set a date, or?
We have not. So Corona obviously has made everything really weird in New Jersey because nothing's open, as everybody is aware. I like the idea of an engagement gift. I thought when you got engaged, you know, I saw my sister, my younger sister, my older brother all get engaged, and we showered them with gifts the day they got engaged. My mom had a Christmas ornament already made with the name of my sister-in-law, my brother. They had balloons and roses, champagne. It was such a big deal when it was their turn to get engaged. So when I did, I got one gift, and it was from a girlfriend of mine. And I have a stack of thank you cards that I ordered from Amazon, and my sister texted me. She's like, why did you order all those thank you cards? And I said, well, I thought I was getting gifts. I haven't gotten anything. So I am open to any gift at this point. If you feel like giving me one for my engagement, it would be very meaningful.
Diana, you've met Stu Gatz. He says he's going to give you a gift. Let the record show, I got married earlier this month. I still have not gotten a wedding gift or an engagement gift. I got engaged last year. Right. So don't expect anything to come your way from him.
I mean,
well, congratulations.
Thank you.
You produced the poverty. That's a gift in itself. I mean, it's a gift that keeps on giving. Nothing.
Yeah, it's like a bad STD. That's what this podcast is. This podcast is a bad STD. That's what it should be renamed.
What I'd like to do is shower you and sprinkle you with gifts right up until you guys, like sporadically, right up until the time you guys get married, okay? That's what I would like to do. And I think this week, on this episode, on today's episode, we are going to give you your first gift, okay? I'm not going to spoil it. Neither is Tantic, but there's a gift coming on later this episode, okay?
Great and thoughtful. I'm actually really excited. I'm okay. Looking forward to it.
All right, so you had mentioned that this engagement was something that you've been waiting a long time for. You have mentioned that several times to us. So I am wondering, did you drop any hints? Were there hints dropped? There had to be, right?
I can't believe anyone listening to this would even care about any of this stuff involving my life. Like, this is so dumb.
Let me tell you something. They care more about this than who where Jameis Winston is going. I promise you. You don't believe me. They care more about this episode than where Cam Newton's going to play quarterback next year. I've been trying to tell you that for years. You don't believe me. Perhaps now you'll believe me once you see the response to this episode, because people are very happy for you.
Well, that's very nice. No, thank you. I don't get it, but at the same time, you know, it's pretty boring, the story, but put it this way, I'm shocked I'm marrying him. Let's start there. Going back to like my first date with him, I was done after our first little dinner thing we did because of the story I told on the Levitard show, which is, you know, he didn't know what I did for a living. And, you know, we were set up and I met him at this restaurant and we sat down, and he's from Philly, and his accent immediately turned me off. It was so thick, home and bagel and all these weird words he would say. But I was like, all right, I'll just have a couple cocktails and I'll get through this thing. And, you know, we started to talk about podcasts actually. And he was like, you know, I know you're not really into sports, but it's funny. Some podcasts I listen to, I feel like it's such an intimate thing when you listen to a podcast, you really feel like you know the person. He's like, there's just one guy at ESPN. I listen to his podcast all the time. I feel like I'm him. And I was like, well, who is he? Like, which guy? I'm sure I don't know him, but hey, you never know. Because again, at that point, I didn't tell him I was in sports. And he's like, this guy named Ryan Russillo. And I'm like, I need to get the hell out. Like, call the Uber now. And I've known Ryan for years. I've known Ryan since I was like in local news. And he's great. And we get along fantastically. I just don't want to date someone like Ryan. So I'm like,
wait a second, you're not marrying Ryan Russillo? Did I get bad information?
I'm not. It is not Russillo. It is not. And you know, you followed up with it once. You had asked me, all right, well, if the guy's attitude's like Russillo and you don't want it, like there's got to be something good that he has about Russillo, like, which is probably like a really fit body. And I was like, no, not even that. So it's like, which is how Fat Russillo came about.
yes.
And which, by the way, I told this story after the date, which, like, looking back on it, how rude of me to share that on Will Cain's show one day. But my thought was, who's going to listen to this? It was a Friday afternoon. I just tell the story and Will just somehow was like, hey, I heard you went on a blind date recently. And I told it, and my now fiance heard it. And so did all his friends. and he sent me this really mean text, like, hey, like, you didn't have to share all that and say all those mean things about me. You know, basically it was nice knowing you. And oh yeah, why didn't you tell me you worked at ESPN? And that's how it all came about. And because of that, I was like, all right, I'll go out with you again. And I did. And since then, it's, I got past the Russillo attitude and mindset, and it's been roses.
Right. So he's now not that Russillo. He's everything that Russillo is not. He's good Russillo.
I don't know. I listen to Russillo talking.
Poor Russillo. He hasn't done anything wrong here.
I know. He's so nice. And the night I got engaged, Russillo sent me like the nicest text. And meanwhile,
of course
I'm like,
he did. Yeah.
Yeah. But his social media was blowing up because everyone thinks I'm marrying Ryan. So he, you know, I was like, hey, really sorry about all this, you know, because I saw how many people, you know, added him. On Twitter and Instagram. I mean, over 50 people did it. So I was like, oh gosh, poor Sills. Like, I don't want to be associated with this woman.
Yeah, it just dawned on me why I congratulated him via text. It just dawned on me why he sent me back 2 question marks. I got to correct this.
Well, oh, apparently, man. This was all supposed to happen, according to my fiance. He was supposed to propose the Saturday after the Super Bowl. So I had seen you guys that week, and he had planned this whole big thing. And I had called him from Miami, and told him that I was going to this party on Friday night, and I was going to probably get after it. And he's thinking, you're flying home the next day. Like, I got all these people coming. I'm proposing in the back. You know, he's not telling me this, but he was thinking it. Like, you can't come home hungover. Like, this isn't going to work. So he's like, I know you well enough to know that there was no way you were not going to go to this Tom Brady party and not have a few drinks. So I just canceled it all. So my bad decisions in Miami, put this thing or shelved it for a while. And then unfortunately, every other time he tried to do it, something would come up, whether it was obviously Corona, an XFL game I had, like all this stuff just made it complicated. So, he finally was able to do it.
All right. Were you expecting it?
So I wish I could say this was like a really romantic plan thing and he's a very detail oriented person, but this was like a super disappointing proposal. So wow. We're at the Jersey Shore.
Off to a good start.
My and my sister Jesus. And her husband, were like, let's go to the beach. I was like, I don't really want to go to the beach. It's, you know, 5 o'clock. I kind of just want to hang out and, you know, have a few drinks and just hang, you know, just talk amongst us. And my sister, who just had a baby, I don't know why, but she's just like, I need to get out of the house. I need to leave the baby. Like, I need a break. Let's go to the beach. So we all go to the beach and we're sitting there, the four of us on a blanket, just hanging out. It was the first day New Jersey opened their beaches. We start randomly talking about when Kevin and I first started dating. And I guess he had a different plan, but because the moment seemed right, instead of being like, you know, hey, let's go for a walk, he just looks at me and goes, get up. I go, what? He's like, stand up. I'm like, why? I don't want to dance. Because like, we had music on. I'm like, that's weird. He's like, can you just stand up? So I stood up and you know, went by the water. And I just remember, Stu, the whole time he was talking, like, at this point, I knew he was doing it because, you know, no guy is like, I love you so much. You're so pretty. Whatever crap he said. Like, nobody says that for just a random reason. So at this point, I'm like, look, my attention span's bad. So you need to either get down on a knee or do something here because he just kept talking. And then I start thinking maybe he isn't doing it. So I'm like, wait, what is happening? This is weird. And so he finally got down and, you know, my sister was taking video of the whole thing. You see, I like take a step back. Like, I don't know if I want to do this.
This is Pete Grassini, by the way. Get the down on the knee and ask me already, all right?
Yes. Diana, I gotta back Kevin up here. I mean, if you're a guy with the engagement ring, you're terrified the entire time. He probably blacked out, doesn't even remember asking you to stand up. That's not a fun experience for as momentous as it is. He was probably terrified the entire day.
He told me he had this amazing speech. He's like, Di, I didn't even use one word from that speech. He's like, I just vomited things that I thought were nice. None of it made sense. And it all sounded silly to me. So I was like, oh, this doesn't even sound good. But he got down on one knee and he took out the ring and he, you know, he did have a look in his face like he was so happy. And I was like, all right, I'll just say yes and I'll say no later. But yeah, so I said yes and we, you know, we celebrated. But here's the thing, right? So they have it all on video and I'm like, oh my God, you know, I can't believe this. And my sister and her husband come running over with their phones because they're videoing the whole thing. And I'm like, you know, does everybody know? And, you know, they are like, yeah, mom and dad are back at the house. Everybody knows. They're all excited. So I thought I was going to get what my siblings got, which was a big party and catered food. And like all of my friends were going to be in town. But because of Corona, I just go back and there's my mom sitting on the stoop with a balloon. And I'm like, hey, she's like, you're married. I was like, no, I'm engaged. You know? And, you know, she was happy, but it was, you know, I couldn't even hug her. And my dad's like standing there. Like they were happy, but it was just, the whole thing was so darn weird.
Mom, her reaction. First off, which bit of news makes mom happier? You got engaged or you got the 2020 gig? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Good Morning America gig.
Oh, she. Well, all right, we'll get to that. But so Kevin had to ask permission of my father. And he asked my dad on Mother's Day. Okay. And my dad was out by his truck getting something out. And Kevin went over there to talk to him and he asked him. And apparently my dad said, yeah, I don't really care. It's really Camille's. Like, that's the one you got to get. Like, I'll give her away.
Gladly.
He's like, take her, do anything. She's very annoying. So Kevin went in the kitchen, and I guess my mom was in there, and I was outside with my nieces and nephews playing jump rope, and Kevin was helping my mom with the garbage, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know, I'm going to ask Diana to marry me. She's like, oh my God, finally, we've been waiting. And then she goes, wait, is she pregnant? And Kevin's like, no. That's not the only reason why I would marry her. Like, I love her, you know? And she's like, oh my God, this is, you know, so she was really, according to him, very excited during the whole thing. And it's funny, I had seen her right after he asked her for permission and she was so giddy. And I remember thinking, she's so, like, she's a strange person, you know? Like, she loves Mother's Day, you know, because it's her day. So it was like, she definitely had like way too many champagnes or something because she was just like so happy and excited. And my younger sister texted me later. She's like, God, mom's so annoying. When you left, she kept saying, Diana looks so good. And my mom never, she always has an issue with something I'm wearing or if I gained weight. I was like, why did she say that? She's like, I don't know. She's on something. But my sister didn't know that had happened. So when Kevin finally asked and I went back to the house and she's standing there with a balloon in her hand, it wasn't what I imagined. Like, I really thought she would be, like, so relieved. You know, she just was, like, I think her moment was more when Kev asked, not when I showed her that, like, it actually happened.
That's, you know, the moment she's been waiting for. She's been waiting for a guy to come up to her and ask permission, right? Not you.
Yeah, she doesn't care about me. But since then, you know, she's funny. Like she'll, like, text me, like, hi, bride. You know, she asks me, you know, she sends, like, all these dumb little things, you know. But she had heard that ESPN had talked about it on NFL Live. Like, Susie Culver was kind enough to, like, congratulate me and stuff. And I'm not kidding. She said, do you think Good Morning America will bring you on to talk about it? I said, why would they give a shit? What are you talking about? She's like, you know, because it's you older. Like, oh, you know, they could probably do a story about old DeBrine. I'm like, oh my God. Like, my mom thinks I'm, like, 48.
Mom, GMA is not bringing me on. The only outlet that will bring on is f***ing stupidities. The only one
who cares. Right. Which, by the way, for your loyal listeners, my favorite text I received from Stu was a request to come on the podcast with the disclaimer, please don't share this story with anyone else. As if any other show in America would care. I like laugh. Like, this is the easiest promise I can make because I can tell you when I'm hopping on, you know, SportsCenter, they're not asking me about it because nobody cares.
Have you thought about a prenup at all? Like, has that been discussed? I'm saying, listen, I know it's a bit early in the proceedings here for your protection because you're on my dream team. You're a rising star at ESPN. This is for you, not for him. You should. I mean, I'm telling you, get the prenup fired up, okay?
You think so? I don't know. He does better than me. So maybe I should go against that.
Well, then I take that back. Never bring it up again. I had no idea. I had no idea. I mean, listen, don't bring it up. Never address it. And just know going into this that at any time you want, 50% of his stuff is all yours. How about that?
So we don't know what to do because he has a gigantic family. I have a big family. We have a lot of friends. I think deep down he wants a really big wedding. But I just feel like it seems like a lot. Like, I don't want a big wedding party. I'm not going to have 18 bridesmaids. I don't want to do all that. Although there are people already in my life, like, campaigning to be in it, which is funny to me. Like, hey, can I be in your wedding? I'm like, I think you kind of have to wait for me to ask you. But, yeah. You know, if you want to just come attend, I guess, you know.
Wait, I mean, you want to ask me anything while we're here? Or?
You want to be my Mo? Do you know what a Mo is?
I'm hoping it means best man, and if that's what you're asking, the answer is yes, because we all know that you are you're wearing the pants of this relationship, okay? So I will gladly be your best man if that's your answer.
A Mo is a maid of honor. M-O-H.
What? I thought Mo was just something they called, like, you know, Mo. Like, it just seems like Maurice, like Mo. Like, I have a friend, Mo Plotka. He's like the leader of our crew. And I figured, like, Mo was just another name for a best friend, you know? I don't know what happened there. So I am your best friend. Yeah, I'll be the man of honor. I'm fine. I'd rather be the best man.
Sue, I'm at a point in my life where, like, I only associate with people that are, like, that love and love me and know me well. I feel like if I were to test you on just general knowledge of me, I don't even know if you could pass. It'd be hard for me to have you in my wedding if I felt when I was standing up there like this schlep doesn't even know me, you know?
Okay. Yeah, no, I understand. I've delivered best man speeches for Stanzik, for Levitard. I've done it for Field
Yates. Are you good at it?
I'm the best at it. But I understand. I'm the best ever. I understand what it is you're saying. So you look, I really know you well enough to be the Mo or the best man or whatever it's going to be. How do you want to do this? Like, you tell me.
I kind of feel like we need to make this a little competitive.
Okay.
How about I ask you 10 questions about myself.
Right.
If you can get 2 of them, you can be my best man.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I have spent my whole life setting the bar so goddamn low, and thank you for noticing that. So I just have to get a 20 on this test to be your best man, a 20.
Get a 20 and you're in.
Okay. Am I allowed to help?
No, Dan, you're very intelligent. There is no way you could help. There is no way.
Okay. Stand okay. Text me.
All right, I'll start easy. Do you want to do this?
Go ahead. What's the first question?
All right, my best friend in the world is who?
Me.
All right, okay. 0-1.
What? I mean, we're talking about being your best man, your Mo.
Not happening.
Can I answer again? I thought it was me. Can I answer again?
Yeah.
Cassidy Hubbard.
Ding, ding. Good job.
Yeah!
Does that count, though?
I might call her Tony Collins at the wedding when I see her, but, I mean, it's Cassidy, right? It doesn't count. I'm 0-1. It does not count. I am 0-1.
Which instrument did I play all through elementary school?
God, she mentioned this to us once, Stanzik.
And was first chair.
How did I get Cassidy wrong? I knew it was Cassidy. I knew it was Cassidy. Oh, my God. The tuba.
Saxophone.
Damn it. 0-2, saxophone. Man.
I hold the record for the mile in the state of New Jersey at the time of 8:16. At which age?
Stanzik's a big runner. I'm buying myself some time. Stanzik, what's the fastest you've ever run a mile in?
You know, I don't think I've timed myself in just a 1 mile run, but in terms of like running a 5K or a half marathon, I've been like sub 6:30.
Jesus, what a douchey answer, right? Diana, you agree? Totally douchey answer right there.
Well, how about this? I ran the fastest mile I ever ran was 5:10.
Damn.
Wow. All right. So New Jersey state record mile.
It still stands. It still stands, Joe. So don't Google it, but it still stands.
You can see my hands, right? I'm not going to Stanzik might be, but he hasn't sent me anything, and I keep trying to buy myself time. All right, I'm going to say, and you've told us this before too. Damn it. I'm going to say you were 9 years old.
Five.
Oh, my God. Damn it. I am 0 for 3. I mean, like, terrible. Question number four here. Who would be the best band if it's not me or your Mo, if it's not me? I guess it'd be Cassidy, right?
Probably sister.
Sister.
Oh, sister. Yeah. That's right. Okay. All right, good. All right, so I am I'll tell your sister, watch out. I'm coming for her. 0 for 3.
She's definitely sweating this.
Do you think I'm coming to the wedding? Like, physically, I'll attend the wedding? Because I am. I'm telling you right now.
You'll have a lacrosse kit. Yeah. All right. My mom's name is?
Camille.
Good.
All right. Yes. On the board.
1 for 4. She was testing my retention there. You saw that, Stanzik, my retention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was nervous for a second. I got to be honest.
Because it's not like we ever talk about her with you. So
no, ever, ever, ever. Okay, I am one question away from being your Mo. This is great.
I told this story to you once. I was hosting NFL Live in the dead of summer. Nobody was on campus. And I was tired. It was hot out. I was wearing big heels. And I took my shoes off and walked across campus with the shoes in my hand. So I had just bare feet at work. Who did I see and have a conversation with and had no idea who they were?
Wow.
Stu, I'm going to buy you some time here while you think about this. What I first thought of when you told that story, Diana, was what was the username of the guy that offered you like $1,000 to send a picture of your feet or your shoes? I remember we had to beep it like every time.
78.
Is he invited?
He was not happy when I posted that engagement picture, but he was like, but I think he was excited because you could see Kevin's toe. I think he was like, all right, I'll just take that.
Stands and get her on, okay? Wait, so now I forgot the question and I need to get one more right. So you were walking across the Bristol campus, took your shoes off. You were talking to someone. You didn't know who that someone is. You were on the phone with me. Is that the deal?
I just was very, like, laissez-faire about it. I was just not really caring. I was just trying to get out of there because I wanted to get my car and get to the beach and just was being pretty careless. I mean, I had no shoes on. Think about that. Like, seeing somebody at ESPN that, you know, it's embarrassing to not have a shoes on. Like, it's very unprofessional.
Right. Stanzik, this would have to be a big person, right? Like a
I'm thinking it's like, yeah, either a big boss or like a Bob Lee, Chris Berman type.
It's definitely not Jimmy. We know it's because she knows Jimmy. Norby Williamson.
No, it was Jimmy's first day.
Yep. The answer was right there. Okay. All right, 1 for 5. Okay. All right. I'm sorry. I got 5 more cracks in this. Go ahead. Right. God, you told me that story. No, I think you told me that story 3 times.
I've told you a million times. All right. Maybe this will be an easier one. Which male at ESPN am I closest to? Like that, someone I would will definitely be at the wedding.
At ESPN.
At ESPN, my closest male friend. You know, think about it. I work with Schefter a lot. I work with Trey Wingo a lot. I work with the Bullocks. I work with Field Yates a lot. I work with Greeny. You know, there's a lot of people, men. Right. I'm very close to Bob Lee. I mean, there's a lot of people out there.
This is besides me, of course. I'm going to say Steve Levy.
Motherfucker, you're going to be in my wedding.
Yeah! Yeah! Who's the Mo now?
Stupidity!
Support for Stupidity comes from Manscaped, the go-to for men's grooming tools. Listen up, guys. Manscaped accidents are a thing of the past. Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team obsesses over technology development to provide you the best tools for your grooming experience. And they spent 18 months perfecting the greatest body hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third generation trimmer features advanced skin safe technology and a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce manscaping accidents. When I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave One of the best features is the LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke technology. And let's not forget about the changing stand. Show your mower off loud and proud, because this intelligently designed stand is a convenient charging dock powered by USB. If you are listening to me speak right now, I want you to experience it firsthand for yourself. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code STU at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping. You're welcome at manscaped.com. Again, get 20% off and free shipping with the code STU at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code STU.
Stupidity!
I am not certain that anyone has been better to this podcast than Diana Rossini, okay? And so we love you, and we are happy for you, genuinely. And so we put together a couple of gifts. These are the first two gifts, okay? I pulled some strings here. Hopefully you'll be able to hear this. Stanzik, let's present our friend, my sister, who I am going to be the best man at her wedding, okay? I mean, this is very, very exciting. Cassidy,
my
Mo.
No, you're my Mo, my maid of honor, the Mo.
I am the Mo of the wedding. Cassidy, we apologize. But here is your first gift, Diana received.
Hey, Diana, Kenny G calling in. I heard a rumor that you got engaged. First of all, congratulations. And I know you're from New Jersey. This may not be Bruce Springsteen, but I think the best song I can play for you is my song called Forever in Love. Congratulations, Diana.
Kenny G. Kenny G is our first gift. That is for me and Stanzik to you and your husband to be, because we are that happy for you. Listen, the only other person he did that for was my wife. So how about that?
You couldn't play When a Man Loves a Woman?
Perfect. Perfect. I love you. Stupidity. So good. So good.
You guys are crazy. I love that. That was really sweet.
Oh, it's so nice.
Great move out of Kenny G, by the way. We told Kenny G, we're like, dude, play some Springsteen. She's a Jersey girl. And he said, that, I'm playing my own music. Stugatz and a little bit of Stugatz and everybody, right?
No, but here, I felt so bad calling Kenny G, asking to play something that wasn't his. And I did. I did that. I did it. I actually did it. I'm like, yo, you got some Bruce in there somewhere? You have some Bruce in that sack somewhere? He's like, I got anything I want in this sack.
Oh, jeez.
I'm not
what?
Playing anything.
What? 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 All right, so that was gift number one, okay? We will get to, when Stanzik prompts me, we'll get to gift number two.
Yeah, this is called vamping, Diana. Gift number two.
I'm already fulfilled that I got Kenny G to play for me, which, you know, I also confused with Michael Bolton.
Yeah.
But, you know, same thing.
Listen, what's your husband done? I mean, seriously. I mean, besides get your ring and ask you, you know, get down on the knee. And, I mean, the pressure's on, right?
I mean, at this point, he's kind of screwed. This moment was better than the proposal, I got to tell you.
What if I told you that Kenny G, when I called and said, can you do this for Diana, his response was, Rossini? Like, he knew. I swear to God. He said, oh, I love her. She's great. She has a mom's voice.
Oh, my God. He did. I'm half embarrassed. Again, another example where nobody ever highlights the fact that I cover football, but. Damn, right. I can do an accent.
Listen, Stan's going to have a try to tell you, you know?
Please. I can't even talk about it right now.
All right, so Diana, you have gift number one was a live performance from Kenny G. You just experienced that. I'm glad you liked it. Gift number two is during this pandemic, everyone's been doing graduation parades, birthday parades, all kinds of different parades. And because so many people love you, care about you inside and outside of ESPN, we wanted to create a Zoom parade so people could properly congratulate you on your engagement. And we start with ESPN's NFL reporter, senior reporter, who just chugged something. I have no idea what it was. I hope it was a beer. But Adam Schefter is first on the parade. Adam Schefter, your message to an engaged Diana Rossini. Go ahead.
Diana, I can't believe the biggest story of the pandemic slipped right underneath all our noses. All of a sudden, there you are, getting engaged on the beach of the Jersey Shore. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it wasn't PFT. That was also a story for another day. And so here we are, all very surprised. I don't know what was the bigger surprise. Tom Brady going to Tampa or Diana Rossini off the market, not a free agent any longer.
Adam, you are the best at coming up with the perfect tweets for news. But I have to tell you, the way you tweeted out my engagement, you said that I was tagged. I really was hoping you would say like a lifetime contract. But you know what? I'll take the tag because I don't even know if I'm going to get down the aisle. Oh, my God. I see the next guest already.
Schefter, thank you for doing this.
Thank you, Adam.
Parade's working. Yeah.
Congratulations, Adam.
Keep the parade moving. Schefter, you and your car, get the hell out of here. All right. Katie Nolan is up next. She is next on our parade route. Katie Nolan, your message for an engaged Diana Rossini, who we love very much.
Diana, I love you. Congratulations. I'm so proud of you that the Pilates paid off. And now I know that I too need to go to Pilates, even though I thought you were full of shit. I see now that you were right. It does get you a ring. I miss you so much. You're so close. I feel like I should just run over there and hug you, but I know we're not supposed to. And I'm just glad I was here.
10 feet from me.
I was here to see. Yeah, okay. I came here to say hi and congrats to you, and I got to hear Schefter talk about Tom Brady. Like, it's abuse.
And I will tell Katie and Diana if we were going to roll with this idea, or we were just all going to sit in a chat room and invite someone famous to join the chat and call it a segment. We did not steal this from Katie Nolan. That was option number two, with Katie being a part of it. It was genius. We should have.
I told him, I said, the Stugatz is strong in you, because if I participate in that, then I can't get mad at you, and it's perfect.
Wait, do I have to invite everybody now to this wedding? No. Because they're all on this Zoom call?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you
have to.
That's
awkward.
Look, here's the thing. Diana, you told me. I said something about, are you engaged, months ago, and you were like, Katie, I'll text you when I'm engaged. And I just want to point out that that's not true. I did find out on the internet. Then I texted you again, are you engaged? And you were like, yeah.
No, you said, is this real?
Because nobody knows with you. You told me you had three daughters when we first met.
That's a good point. All right, Katie, get out of here. Schefter, let's go back to the Schefter car. Schefter, what are you laughing at?
Well, I want to say, like, if Kenny G's going to be at the wedding, I want to be there, definitely.
Listen, Schefter will show up, but he won't bring a suit. I mean, we learned that from previous debauchery.
I threw out all my suits. I don't wear suits anymore.
Well, right. The girls love you, Aunt Katie.
Thank you. Tell them I said I love them so much.
All right, Katie Nolan, thank you so much for doing this. We move on to the next car. Cars are moving very slowly. Sometimes they stop. Schefter's car has just decided he's going to stay with us the entire time.
Yeah,
that's
why
I love Adam Schefter. Yeah, great. Fantastic. Schefter, stay right there. I love you. Let's go to the next car. And the next car, oh, look, who's coming up here? It is, I love this person so much. And Diana, he loves you. It is Mike Golic Jr.
Father, message for the game, Diana Rossini. Invited. Actually on the list.
That's all I cared about in all this. And I'm not going to, first off, Diana, I love you. Congratulations. Very excited. I'm also glad to hear, after hearing that you told Katie that you had four kids, that I wasn't the only person you lied to when we first met. Because I'll never forget one of the first times I hung out with Diana, because Diana approaches everything with, like, the unbridled confidence that we all know her for. And so we're out at, like, a happy hour somewhere with a bunch of people, and Diana looks at me completely dead-ass serious and goes, "How old do you think I am?" And I'm just sitting there completely panicking right now.
What answer that?
And I was going to say, there's no way to answer that. And Diana looks at me and goes, "I'm 45. I'm like, bullshit. There's no way. And she looks at me and goes, yeah, of course I'm not 45, you jackass. And I was like, all right, perfect. So I know I'm going to be good friends with this person, and I'm also slightly terrified.
Well, I want it. I like to get the reaction of, there's no way you're 45. Like, you're too young looking and pretty. And you're just like, you're not 45. And I'm like, all right, I'm not getting what I need out of this. My insecurities are not being fulfilled. So, yeah, but I got you. So I'm not 45. Well, Stu tells everyone I'm 40, so I'm getting there, though. By the time I get married, I'm going to be 40.
Gojo, thank you very much. Feel free to hang around like Chef there. That is totally fine.
Did Shefty crack a beer over there, by the way?
I think he's on his third.
Is he tailgating this?
It was a Rebel chocolate drink.
I love it. Adam's just sitting in a chair watching this. Adam, you're the best.
Do I have something better to do? No.
By the way, I'm just glad, and my selfishly, again, the Stu Gotts and all of us, I was really coming in here hoping I would get the validation that I just got from Diana, which is that I'm getting invited to the party of the year. When we come out of all this, I'm going to need something to look forward to. And now I know the two words that Diana knows very well that are going to make this day an absolute success. Open bar. Can't wait.
Let's go. We did our list this morning, actually. So, yeah, I think I'm going to have to make some adjustments.
Oh, yes, you are. Gojo, feel free to stay, whatever you want to do. But I have to move on to the next car because we have Diana's boss. We have all the boss of all things NFL. And the reason I had Kenny G call in to perform for you and not Bruce Springsteen is I am saving Bruce to shake this next man's hand
so I can get
on NFL Countdown. This is Seth Markman, the head of all things NFL and ESPN. Seth Markman, your message for an engaged Diana Rossini.
Oh, Diana, we are so happy for you. Snooki, our queen of the Jersey Shore, to finally... I know the search was long and arduous for you. A lot of ups and downs along the way. A lot of why me's that I heard from you. And why don't I attract this kind of man? What is it about me that attracts this certain kind of man? So haven't met him yet. I've heard only good things from you. I don't know that he exists other than from you. But no, we couldn't be more proud and happy for you. And, you know, you're such an important and loved member of our team that we're so excited for you, Diana.
All right, Seth, you're at the main table. You're in.
Now, wait a second. Do I still have – he better be at the main table. Do I still – he'll be right next to me. Do I still have Schefter on the line here?
Yep.
All right, Seth, Schefter, you look like you're hammered, man. But, Seth, since I have you here, Schefter, Mort, Fight, Rodman, Prime 112, you were there. Schefter was talked about it on the podcast. How close was Schefter to getting annihilated by Dennis Rodman?
Honestly, it was really close. It was really close. No. It came out of nowhere, too. Like, we had no idea. I still, to this day, right, Adam, have no idea exactly why he went after you in that way.
It was very close to my last dance. Very close.
And the funny thing is, like, I'm 5'7" Jewish guy, and I stood next to Adam. I was going to take a shot for him there, I think.
That's what a good boss does. Seth got right in there. He was like the security guard that night. In all honesty, Dennis kind of came at us, and Seth's like, what's going on? Hey, he stepped in front of us, and we kind of, you know, shimmied our way out of the restaurant as quick as we could, right there?
Yeah. I would love to know what the issue was. He wasn't very coherent that night, Stu. Dennis, not Adam.
Adam's not coherent right now. I mean,
I know. So do you guys give good gifts?
Schefter does.
I mean, Seth gave you the gift of a job, I would say.
That is true.
So, Seth, I was telling Kenny G when I called him and asked him to perform before you guys came on, I said, can you do this for Diana? He said, Diana Rossini? I said, yes. He goes, oh, I love her. She's the one that speaks like her mom, right? I go, Joe. We told her.
I know. I've done nothing for women in sports at all. I need to just go and just do impressions of my mom because apparently that's the key to success for me.
Diana, tell me she's going to be speaking at the wedding, right? Like, this is all we need is her to deliver her speech with the phone cord wrapped around at the wedding.
No, that's not really a personality. I mean, it'll be like an hour of criticism, I'm sure, before the wedding, but she'll have a couple Cosmos and she'll be good. She'll just settle down. You know what? She does do a lot of, she dances. So you'll see her on the dance floor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
she
can tear it up. I'll give her that.
All right, listen, Gojo knows this better than anyone. The next person on our parade route, he's been waiting long enough. And he is very upset, and quite frankly, he's upset that A, he's waiting, B, he wasn't first, C, he's not the only one on the parade ground. That, of course, is the great Mikey C. Mikey C is up next on the parade route. Mikey C, what do you have to say? And I'm certain he is smoking right now. What do you have to say to our friend Diana Rossini?
Well, Stanzik texted me today, and he asked me if I come on to congratulate Diana. I said, why? She's not getting engaged to me. Why should I come out and congratulate? So with that said, I'll send you my condolences. I'm sorry we're not getting married, but hopefully this guy's a nice guy and you guys have a good wedding and better luck next time, I guess.
Thanks, Mikey. Yeah, no, thank you.
Gojo, we did the entire thing with a cigarette on and a Yankee hat. And that's it. That's all you have.
All right. Can I go mow the lawn now? I got to cut the grass for my mom.
Say hi to Sergio, Mike.
I appreciate that.
All right, let's go to Sarah Spade. Sarah Spade is up next. Sarah, good friend of Diana Rossini. Sarah Spade, your message for an engaged Diana Rossini engagement parade.
Well, I want to make sure she's still into it after seeing that message from Mikey C. Any chance you changed your mind? I mean, I didn't see any dead bodies in the back of his house, which I kind of thought the first time I might ever see into the Mikey C. realm, there might be evidence of a murder. So that's a good start if you want to switch it up. Any thoughts? No?
No, I mean, I definitely have had doubts since I said yes, but I don't think it's to leave him for somebody else right now yet.
Okay,
so,
good.
But I like to know that I have an option, though.
You do. It sounds like you do. If Stanzik doesn't steal him away first. Listen, Rusty, I am so happy for you. I'm curious. You seem like a very open person about most things, like about yourself and everything. But nobody knows what the hell this guy's looks like. I've seen his legs and his back. At one point, I asked you who was in the room in the video you posted, and you said it was your dad. And now I don't believe you. I think that was probably your fiance. What are we hiding? Is he a billionaire? Is he someone that we know?
No, but if I took, you know, a page from your marriage playbook, I would have went for the bucks. No, he's shy. He doesn't like all the attention, and I don't know. Maybe he has another wife. I'm not sure, but he's not into social media. So
okay, that's probably for the best. Honestly, it's probably for the best for your relationship and for him. And the fact that he's shy is probably for the best too, because listen, there can only be one of us in a relationship, Diana, you, me, you know, ladies like us, we're probably better off with someone who prefers taking the background a little bit.
Yeah, no, I think it's probably a good play, and I think he likes being mysterious for some reason. He doesn't want it all out there. But I think he's happy.
I want to quickly tell you that do you have a wedding date, or do you have any idea how long before the wedding?
Thank you for all these honest questions here. No one else has asked that here. I want to be on the guest list. No, it's hard.
Up. I mean, I want
it's
to be
hard
right
now.
Yeah, but also
COVID and all this is making it hard, and you know all. Football season, so I'm not really sure. We may wind up just doing something real small and eloping.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much. We got to keep the parade moving.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate you taking time.
We appreciate it. Next up on the parade, at one point, everyone thought this was going to be the guy you actually married. Even after you told me you got engaged, I still thought it was the guy that you were getting married to. It is my friend, who I miss very, very much, so much I haven't called him in a year, Ryan Russillo is next up on the engagement
what
parade.
What the hell?
I feel like a lot of it's the last name convenience that people were always trying to pair us up. You know, I think there's a chance that people were like, I don't know if they'll like each other, but it's going to be easy to transfer, like, all the paperwork will be easier. I think Fat Russillo gets a really bad rap. He's obviously smarter than me. He's more stable. He's more mature. And I don't even think he's fat. Like, I really dissected the engagement photo, And I looked and I looked and I'm like, you know, this guy, the rep on him, this bad scattering report, which I don't appreciate. And look, his arms aren't huge. I'm not getting too carried away here, but I just feel like this poor guy is going to go around his fat bacilla forever. And it's just false advertisement. So he lowers expectations. And then when people meet him, Diana, they're like really impressed. So maybe that's what you're doing, because you are good at
that. Yeah, it's working so far. But yeah, no, people have done a good job of pointing out that his calves are small, his arms are tiny. He's got gray hair now. He's got gray hair.
So. Well, and there's nothing the gym can do for me in that regard. I can go do all the push-ups I want. It's not going back.
I always have felt bad that the fat Russell thing started, because when I spoke about my first date with Kevin on the radio and he revealed that, you're his favorite person in terms of sports personalities. He listens to all your podcasts, anything you do. And he said, you know, he's just like that one person where his voice, his thought process, I just agree with everything. And I'm a lot like him. And so I remember thinking, like, I'm not going to go on a second date, you know?
Wow.
So I was like, I already have a Ryan in my life. I don't need another one. So, yeah.
Priscilla, are you totally on brand right now, by the way? Are you wearing, it looks like some sort of top with a zipper, but there is no shirt underneath. And please tell me there's no shirt underneath.
It is a top.
Yes.
I mean, I threw a shirt on for this, trust me. I mean, okay. Down here at the beach, I don't have a shirt on ever. and it just was one of my goals in life, is that I wanted to get to a position where shirts were just sort of like when I had to do a good, you know, if there was an adult thing on the to-do list, I threw a shirt on. And this working from home thing, I think I did a pod one time where I was like, do I throw a shirt on for this one? It's a late, you know, tonight's pod's not going to be that great. So maybe I'll just go no shirt. But then I feel like, you know, we're going to hold off. We're not going to lean into that too much. But yeah, we're by the water. I'm typing away like a crazy. I was just texting with Diana now. So this is amazing.
But there's two things. One, the first things you got to notice is what you're wearing, not the fact that you have Odell Beckham Jr. on a red carpet behind you. But that's okay.
That's normal for Russillo.
I literally was just having a conversation with Ryan right before this. So Ryan, I wasn't telling you everything I was doing, but Stu's like, hey, just hop on this thing real quick. I did not know I was going to be seeing all my friends here. But this is a great parade.
Well, Russillo,
thanks, Ryan. It's like 6 in the morning there.
Russillo, thank you for doing this, and congratulations on it not being you.
Hey, by the way, as a goodbye, I left you the nicest voicemail 2 years ago. So I can't wait to hear from you.
I know. You did. It was very nice. I saved it. I still have it on my phone.
Tell us more.
I play it every day. It was a heartfelt, warm voicemail from Russillo, and it meant a lot to me. And I'm telling you, I meant to call him back. I just haven't gotten around to it.
It's one of the nicest voicemails I've ever left anybody. It was me in an emotional time. I was packing up. I was like, man, I really am leaving ESPN. And, you know, it was kind of like, this is really happening. And then there was the moving truck and the whole thing. I think I was driving to the airport, and it was like 2 years ago. Yeah, I think it was over 2 years ago. I was like, hey, I'm headed out west. But anyway, so now I feel like this isn't about Diana. Again, congrats, Diana.
No, don't worry about it. I'm planning on getting a wedding gift from Stu like in 8 years anyway, like a real gift.
I'm not great at that either.
And then, Russillo, I meant to thank you Super Bowl week, and I spent an hour with you, and I didn't f***ing bring it up once. I mean, I'm such an asshole. I'm sorry.
You were tired. When I saw you, you were pretty tired.
I was beat down, dude. And the 9 drinks you put in me did not help at all. All right, Russillo, thank you for doing this, man. I'll call you in a year, okay?
Thanks, Ryan.
Let's move on to the next person in our parade. What if Diana's best friends, perhaps her best friend after me, PFT commenter, parted by Dave Bartos.
What's wrong with everybody?
Everyone
doesn't anyone have a live?
What's up?
No, we don't have lives. We're in sports media. PFT,
congratulations.
Go ahead, man.
Congratulations, you ring chaser. You did it. You finally got one. You got your super team. I want to go on the record, though, and agree with Skinny Russillo. Fat Russillo's calves could use a little bit of work. I've seen his calves. It's the one flaw in his game.
I'll remind him of that. I mean, the fat shaming I do to begin with is that he's like skinny fat, you know?
He's not fat. He's not a fat guy. So I just wanted to show up and give you the opportunity to thank me for putting you in the friend zone 3 years ago. Go on and be prepared to move on with your life and find somebody that makes you happy. So now the floor is yours.
Yeah, no, if it wasn't for that moment where you're like, you know what, I can't do this. I just look at you as like a man. So let's just keep it in that space of friendliness and we can move on. We can talk sports and talk about hot chicks and, you know, just do what bros do.
Thank you. Is PFD a table one? How does this work? Is he table one, Diana? Is he a table one guy?
He's probably sitting next to my sister-in-law because my sister-in-law is probably like, she loves him. She did. So right before he was coming down to her beach house, she said, I don't really want him coming because she's like a really big germaphobe and a neat freak. And I said, why? She's like, I don't know. His hair just looks like it needs a brush.
Shut up. This is where she goes to.
So,
this is what she does. This is why it would never work between us, because every time you get a little upset, you always just start to go to, I'm going to talk about PFT looking like a junkyard Post Malone or a Kid Rock. And it's your one card that you have and your ace, and you pull it too much.
No, I know. This is a true story. So he came down and my sister-in-law within like 2 minutes, like fell in love with him. So ever since then, he can do no wrong. So I will bet that he's sitting right next to her. You know, Kevin will do the table seatings because I don't have time for that.
I would love to sit next to you. So I love your family. The Rossini family, if you think that Diana makes for a good guest, you should just replace her with her mom and her sister. Just put a live mic in her house, and that should be a show. A reality show.
Oh, we tried. PFT, you have done countless favors for me, and I have not done any for you, nor have I paid you. Are you okay with any of this? This is all arrangement?
I mean, do I have an option? I felt like that's the Stu Gatz way, right?
Yeah. Like, you know me well, my friend.
I didn't get into this expecting, like, oh, yeah, Stu's really going to show us the plans for you. I'm building up a lot of equity in a company that's going to go Enron in 3 years right now is what I'm doing. So, yeah, that's fine.
I will say tremendous job with Arian Foster yesterday. Part of my day, check out the podcast. Okay, that's how I repay you, PFT.
Thank you for the plug. Stu Gatz, is this going on your podcast?
Yeah, it's going on Stu
Gatz. Okay, tell you what, Stu Gatz, would you like to use my appearance on your podcast to give a plug for your own podcast because there will be more people listening now?
Yes. Listen to Stupidity Download. We are cranking out multiple episodes per week, and we're probably doing so at an unhealthy and an alarming rate. We should not be working this much. But PFD, thank you so much, man. And feel free to invite me on your podcast anytime.
There it is.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Congratulations, Diana. I'm proud of you.
Oh, shut up.
You let him go. He's gonna go. It's a parade. We have these.
I don't know what to say to people to be nice. Like
my mom said that. She's like, I'm really proud of you. I'm like, proud of me for what? For getting to do it?
I'm just honest. That's my way of saying I'm glad that you're not gonna die alone. Great job.
We're both very happy for you, okay? And we're both expecting table one. All right.
Yes.
Thanks forever.
PFD, thank you so much, man. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, next up, Diana. This is so embarrassing.
Oh my God.
But it's making it. Listen, Kenny G. I mean, a parade. This is how dedicated we are to you. Okay. Next up here is a man I know you love very, very much. Very, very. Not like your husband, but a close second, perhaps. And it is Steve Levy. He is next up on our parade. Steve Levy. Oh, say hello to your good friend and congratulate your good friend Diana Rossini.
Oh, Diana, the news. Two ends, double the fun, twice the action. I get the whole thing. But this just warmed my heart. I was so happy to get the text message. It was probably a group text. I was hoping for something personalized. But quite frankly, in my congratulations, I was going to say, you know, better you than me. And that's not a reflection on my past relationship that has not worked out. But there was a point there I really thought Kevin was going to drop down to a knee and propose to me, okay?
So, Stu, the problem with my relationship with Steve is, you know, I've always adored him and he's been a very good friend to me since I joined the company. But when I started to work with him on the XFL and Kevin found out, he just started watching clips of Steve, like Steve's famous highlights and calls. It was like, do you remember this? Do you remember that? I'm like, this is freaking weird, dude. So he met Steve, and ever since then, it's been a love affair. I don't know if Steve feels the same way back, but, you know, at least he knows if he can't find a woman, he's got Kev.
Well, so can I sit with Kevin at the wedding, or how's that work out? No?
He might ask you to be in it at this point.
We started our stormy romance at the Bahamas Bowl. That's where things got wacky. And who knew the Bahamas Bowl and the XFL would get us here to this day? And in the love triangle that we have, Diana, Kevin, and me.
You know, I do have one bone to pick. So, you know, when I tweeted out the news, which I weighed heavily on whether or not he wanted to do it. You were the first person to respond, which was really nice. And you're a very clever, you're very kind, and your response was about time. So nobody in the world knows that you've had dinners with me and Kev, like you know us. So people thought it was just a shot at me, like, yeah, about time you got someone to marry you. So people were like, man, Levy, people were texting me like, Levy coming in hot, man. I'm like, yeah, like sympathy comments, you know? So you got to think a little harder next time you tweet something like that to a woman at my age getting married.
Right. That was, I should, full transparency, that was a shot at Kevin, not a shot at you. That's really exactly. Funny. Yeah. So listen, I obviously don't want to be invited to the wedding. I want a prominent seat, not too close to the band, please. But I do want to be at the bachelor party and the bachelorette party. That's my request for this whole thing, all right?
And what am I? What am I? I'm not the best man. What am I, Diana?
You're the Mo.
I'm the Mo, so that means I have to plan these things, Levy, and that means you know it's going to be a good time, okay? So you're invited.
Count me in.
You're invited to everything, Levy. Steve, thanks for doing this, man. We appreciate it. A lot of fun.
All right. Love you, Di. Thanks for having me on, Stu. We'll see you soon.
Love you, too. Thanks, Steve.
All right, that was a whirlwind. We have one more.
This feels like my bridal shower. This is better than any gift I could have ever received. Thank you so much, guys.
You're welcome. Stancic texted me during this that, and I happen to agree, although you're hard to read sometimes, that you were very happy with that. That made you very happy. That was a nice thing.
I'm like partially embarrassed, but also I feel very loved. So thank you.
I can tell you when we asked everyone to do it, the immediate answer, like and we have one more coming on. We saved the best for last. But the immediate answer was yes, yes, love to, great idea, thank you. Like, they were happy to do this. They wanted to see you. They wanted to congratulate you. No one more than our last person on our parade route. She's in a car. I mean, there are balloons everywhere. She's driving very slowly. It is your best friend. You might want to break the news to her that I have replaced her as the Mo at the wedding. It is Cassidy Hubbard. She is not talking. It is Cassidy. Cassidy is with us. Cassidy, your wishes for an engaged Diana Rossini.
What? Dad! What the? Are you kidding me? How am I just finding this out right now?
Sorry. What's up, baby?
And wait, time. I don't know what you're thinking. It's too bad. There's no way in hell. I know I'm not going to be the maid of honor because it's already going to go to her sister. But
what?
Cole doesn't want to do it. Best believe, I will cut you. Maid of honor. Okay.
Here's the thing. The world thinks Cassidy is this like sweet, kind, gentle person, and she is to an extent, but she's just one of those, like, if you even dare come around the people she loves and try to get in and squeeze your way, like, it took her like 2 years to even say hello to PFT, you know. That's what just puts up with them.
Yeah, I mean, I just have to accept that, dude. But I'm he's real sus. He's real sus to me because I'm like one of those people where I'm very possessive, and so, and I get jealous, like, Di's my girlfriend, which she is, but, like, you know, so don't, you're a new friend, okay? No new friends, do God.
You are not giving up the Mo without a fight. I gotta be honest, I'm f***ing terrified. I mean, you can have this, I want nothing to do with you. I've never known this side of you.
It's all
I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
But he'll never confuse you again, Cassidy. He'll never misidentify you again.
And Cassidy is a table one, right? I mean, that's obvious, right? She is. She's sitting right next to you, right?
Probably. No, we're gonna have a sweetheart table. We're really doing this Godfather wedding. So, okay. Yes, we are. Yeah. I'll show you everything. Oh, this is gonna be as people are gonna be like, this chick is mezzo soprano. Like, it's gonna be as mobstered out as we can make it. Here's the best part. So the venue that I think we're the most likely book. I was like, Kev, let's just see if like you know anyone we know got married there. He's like, what are you gonna Google? I'm like, I don't know, maybe like you know sports people or something. I was like, let's just put in celebrity. Snooki got married there. I was like, oh my god.
I didn't even know you had some places. The funny thing is that like I've been trying to get her to talk about this wedding.
She's amazing.
I've been trying to get her to talk about this wedding. I've been sending her dresses. I mean, she wants none of it. So the fact that you even did this, Sugats, you got her to, you know, talk about how exciting it is that she's engaged to Kev, who I like, he couldn't be a better partner to die. I'm obsessed with their relationship because I see the growth in both of them, even though I obviously am not as close to Kevin as I am Di, but it's just, I love their love and I'm so excited for them to continue to grow, not to make it all cheesy because I know this is Stu Goss's podcast. But,
no, but we needed some cheesy at the end there. So thank you. It was very nice. I'm serious.
Yeah,
everyone watching, wondering who this mysterious, you know, fat Rosillo, however she likes to call it. Just know she's well taken care of. Kev's someone you'd want her to be with. That's all I'm gonna say.
That's awesome. And since we all care about you very much, that is very nice to know. Seriously, Diana. Okay? New friends, old friends, it doesn't matter. Okay? We love you very much. Cassidy, you ended that perfectly. Yes. Thank you very much for doing so.
And my toddler was put down, so you didn't have to worry about that. I was nervous. Right. I was sweating. I just put on a hat because I was
going to be a look at me! Look at me! It's ridiculous. They are children.
I put on hoops. I was like, well, I might have to be on camera. All right, let me go on, you know.
You really did. You got a little bit too dressed up. I mean, you don't need to be this dressed up for the wedding. I mean, I'm quite honest with you. It's crazy. All right, Cassidy, go on. We appreciate it. We know it's a crazy time. Thank you for doing this.
Love you. Thank you.
Okay, I'll talk to you in about like 2 minutes, Di. I'll text you.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll call you.
All right, see you in 2 seconds.
Oh, man, that was fun. That was a rush, man. I am dizzy.
Oh, my gosh.
How about
was
that?
Was it rush for you, too?
Did oh, my
you
God. Like, it was fantastic.
That was wild.
It's everything that me and Dan wanted it to be. I hope that you're not embarrassed, and I hope you enjoyed it. Because I'd like to say we worked hard at it, but it was really just 5 or 6 texts, and we got it done.
I know, but it's hard. I think booking things are hard, and people are busy, and they have their lives, and there's a lot of real serious stuff going on in the world. So I appreciate that effort, and, you know, like, I will definitely consider, like, inviting you to, like, the church.
Good. I will definitely consider not going. I mean, how about that?
I was doing my guest list today, and, like, you know what, I put you and your wife's name on my list, and I actually took like a second. I'm like, is he really going to come to my wedding? I'm like, there's no way. There is no way. So I feel like if I keep saying you're not coming, you'll feel the pressure that you'll be like, Abby, we gotta go. We gotta do this. Like, I cannot let this girl down. So
I'm telling you right now, I'm going. Okay, whether my wife comes or not is to be determined. And if I don't go, you'll get a bigger check. And that's just how it works, okay? But I'm telling you, right now, I want to sit next to Priscilla, okay? All right, listen, we got to get you out of here. Kenny G, a parade with all your
friends. Amazing.
There'll be more gifts along the way. And don't get mad at us, but we invited Sean Payton to the parade, and he was very hard. He's being very difficult.
Didn't text me back, really? Diana.
Yeah, and he wanted talent fees. So it was crazy.
I mean, oh, I'm going to have to give him a call and ask what his bad attitude. He'll be at the wedding, though, so you can talk to him about it.
Well, listen, scrap everything I just said and put me at that table, okay? All right. All right, we love you.
The NFL table. Thank you, guys.
Stupidity!
All right, Sanzik, that was great. I'm glad that we could do that for her. We really do love her. She's turned into a great friend, and she's been great to our podcast, obviously. So, and she got emotional. You saw that, right? She got a little bit emotional there, right? Mm-hmm. Because we're in such a crazy time, and people have been cooped up, and she hasn't been able to see her friends and probably celebrate this thing the way she's wanted to celebrate it. And her friends probably haven't been able to be with her in a way that they wanted to be with her. So that was, it's rare to see Diana get, you know, a little misty eyed like that, but she was a bit emotional then. That was nice to see.
Yeah. And I'm going to do what we do best and congratulate ourselves. We blurred the line between funny and emotional there pretty well.
Yep. And listen, I don't know what Scheffler was drinking, but he looked hammered. I mean,
it was chocolate milk. I saw it.
It was chocolate milk?
Yeah.
Good. Get him on.
He's on more than Rossini.
You're probably right. All right. That was a lot of fun. Congratulations to Diana Rossini. Where do you think I'm sitting? Like, do you think I'm going?
That's a really hard question to answer. It really is.
If she gave me the choice of maid of, you can only have one, maid of honor or sit right next to Sean Payton. What do you think I'm choosing?
Sean Payton.
Bingo. Stepanity!